Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Education Talk Radio today. I'm Larry Jacobs, your host, and we are thrilled to have you with us. Thanks so much for listening. Whether you're listening live or on the archives, no matter. A lot of people do listen on the archives. We're going to archive this show just as we do all of our shows over at www.education-talkradio.org, education-talkradio.org. And I've been reminded to keep telling people we tweet, so get on that bandwagon, at EduTalk Radio, at EduTalk Radio. So please do that. We also have our Not only do we do K-12 Education Talk Radio, but we also do Higher Education Talk Radio. And that's all linked together over on the site. Again, education-talkradio.org. You've got a lot of hits over there. And yeah, actually, yesterday we got a lot of hits over there, which usually Sunday is kind of a slower day. So I really appreciate that. So thank you, everybody. It's nice that you care, and it makes me feel good that we're doing the right thing over here. We have a great show for you today with a friend of mine who I really enjoy Sting, and I'm going to see him next week at the EdNet show. Robert Martellacci is the president and publisher over at Mindshare Learning in magnificent Toronto, Canada. They are Canada's leading ed tech strategy consulting firm and publisher of the Mindshare Learning Report, Canada's leading learning and technology e-magazine. They're located at York University's Technology Enhanced Learning Facility, right near Toronto, Canada, or in Toronto, Canada. We're going to talk about Canadian classrooms, connecting to success, ed tech, et cetera, et cetera. Robert, welcome to the show today.
Thank you for joining me today, allowing me to join you today, Larry. It's always a pleasure.
Well, it's a pleasure to talk to you. And I have to ask, are you going to go to EdNet next week?
I will absolutely be there, and I look forward to connecting with you next week.
You'll find me. I'll be wearing a very special Baltimore hat. Though it will not be a cap, like an Orioles cap or a Ravens cap.
Or a Blue Jay cap.
Or a Blue Jay cap. Although the one really good thing about the Blue Jays this year is that they are the one team that is worse than the Red Sox in the American League East.
It's not hard to achieve that goal, it seems, these days with our Toronto teams, but
I got to tell you, your manager, your head coach of the baseball team is John Farrell, who was the Boston pitching coach. And so when we get rid of Bobby Valentine next year, now they're talking about bringing Farrell back from the Blue Jays. So we're getting the guy back who was the only team worse than us. So that's terrific. And maybe you'll get a good one.
Thank you for your generosity.
Yeah, you're welcome. No problem. It's my pleasure. And you're in that beautiful city up in Toronto. And why don't we start off? Just tell us about your Mindshare Learning and all the wonderful things you do up there. I built this show as Robert Martellacci, the Canada's leading education expert.
Wow, that's a little bit of pressure there. And
I know.
Certainly, we are fortunate to be in the situation we're in with a great partnership with York University and the Institute for Technology and Learning. This coming year celebrating our 10th anniversary as a company, which spun out of my experiences with the former Learning Company and Kevin O'Leary being at the helm of that, and Michael Parrick and that whole travesty, if you want to call it, around the dot-com era. And certainly there was a lot of learning around that when, it was sold off to Mattel for $3.6 billion, and I was the Canadian country manager at the time. And it was fortuitous in that it was just, my wife was giving birth to our twins, and I ended up working for Mattel, and they were very generous in the toy department.
Perfect.
The technology didn't work so well, and it was sold off to Gores Technology for $300 million. And apparently there's a case study that was done at a business school somewhere in the Northeast that is excellent. And lessons learned from veterans in the industry. Mm-hmm. So EdTech startups are really, really hot these days, and particularly in the Toronto area as well. I was at a dinner on Friday night with a number of companies starting up. So I certainly shared some of those stories from from the war stories from the late 90s. And, you know, it's amazing when you reflect back and the evolution that we've gone through is that the learning, and, you know, I'm a proponent of keeping the learning curve steep, as I like to say in my sign-off. And it's certainly, you know, every day is a learning day. And, you know, we work very hard at offering great value to our partners who we provide services in the area of strategic consulting. Our most recent, newest client is Intel Canada. So we're fortunate to have them added to our stable. And so we're helping them figure out the complexities of the market up here. And the digital revolution that is upon us makes us that much more vital in the success equation in trying to help industry leaders, startups, try to figure out and navigate the complex channels. So from a strategy consulting side of the equation, you know, we've been at it 10 years. There are a lot of war wounds, and we thrive on supporting and nurturing small and larger companies to connect to success with education and education leaders.
And I have to ask, what do you think, what are the differences between navigating the Canadian education system, all right, and the U.S. education system? And asking that is important because I know there's great minds, I'm being quite serious here, there's great minds up in Canada, all right?
Sure, absolutely.
But everybody wants Canada, the Canadian population, correct me if I'm wrong here, but I think it's still 10% the size of the United States.
That's right.
So everybody wants to dig into the United States, which obviously has more dollars, more people, and all that sort of thing. So talk to me about navigating the two systems.
Right. So, you know, there are real nuances. You know, we're great neighbors to the north, and I almost equate us like a Switzerland, if you will. You know, we get along with everybody, and it's a great place to do business. Fortune magazine rated Toronto as the number one city in the world to do business in.
And so,
you know, the door is very wide open for companies looking to expand their market, and particularly when you want to dabble in the international market. You know, they're very, you know, as opposed to going to a country like China, it's great to try to get it right in Canada, because if you can transition into Canada, it's a great jumping off point into other countries. So, you know, our school system, we have different standards and outcomes, as some provinces call them. We have 10 provinces and 3 territories. We do not have a national department of education. And so it's very regionally based.
I did not know that. Yeah. That's interesting, too.
Well, I'm glad I taught you something new today,
Larry. You did. I had no. There's no Ministry of Education.
There's no National Ministry of Education. What intrigues me about what's happening in the U.S., the Common Core standards are gaining a lot of momentum. And, you know, we kind of sit and watch what's happening in the U.S., and we kind of take the best of everything and then apply it. So there are a lot of tire kickers up here. You know, Canadians by nature are much more conservative and low-key. So that's a learning for a lot of companies coming up here that really, you know, they have that spirit of, I love the American, you know, entrepreneurial spirit. Let's do business. I love coming to EdNet. But when you come up to Canada, it's a much slower process and conservative. You know, let's pilot this. Let's try that. No, we're not going to buy right away. But we've had some great success stories. You know, I look at Tech for Learning. We signed 2 province-wide deals in Ontario and recently signed up for additional services, support services, renewed a contract. And the process did take about a year. But, you know, it was a pilot. It was a product review in our national e-magazine. And it's doing all the little things right that create a winning recipe for success for a company. We often get companies that want to just, you know, come in and just gangbusters and let's sell. It's pretty rare, unless you're Apple. It's pretty rare.
Well, you know, you have your own version of Apple in Canada, if I may, for education. At least that, of course, is Smart.
Yes.
Creator of the Smart Board, which is like saying Kleenex. Not every whiteboard is a Smart Board, but everybody has a Smart Board.
And that's a great example of a company that really had to make it in other international markets before it got respect in its own country. The growth of that company came from the UK and Australia, and then US, and then it cascaded into Canada. And, you know, I think the differential is probably about 10% market share between Canada and the US in terms of their market penetration. Right. So although they do well, there's lots of growth. But, you know, the iPad effect has just been unanticipated and extremely challenging for education solution providers across Canada and beyond. And, you know, we're trying to help navigate that complex strategy through our EdTech Leadership Summit that we have taking place November 7th. So,
we're going to talk about that, yes. Let me ask you one other question before we do that, because you got me so curious. I love talking to you about Canada.
Sure.
It's 10 provinces? Am I correct? 10 provinces?
10 provinces and 3 little territories way up in the north.
Right. Nunavut or whatever the case may be.
But yep.
Of the 10 provinces, the 10 official provinces, okay, stretching from Newfoundland, I guess, to British Columbia, which one is the best? And the reason I'm asking is we're always ranking our states here, you know, and poor Mississippi and Alabama always come in last, and Massachusetts, where I just moved from, always comes in first, and California and the for the sake of our audience, who has a rank in Canada?
Right. What's really interesting about the Canadian education system is that overall we rank 5th in the PISA international rankings, and I think you guys are down around the 18th, 17th. So we are fortunate to have high performing provinces and territories. You know, Alberta tends to want to say that they're the leader, and they are innovative and lead in many respects. But Ontario makes up almost half the student population. When if you're doing English only and take Quebec out of the equation, Ontario makes up pretty much almost half the student population in Canada. And Dr. Michael Fullan wrote an article for U.S. magazine recently about what the U.S. can learn from Canada. And
I know he's on your website too. Yeah.
Yes, and so there, you know, we're in great shape in terms of performance. Where we lack is on the innovation side of the equation. And I interviewed Sir Ken Robinson last fall when he was in Toronto at a Toronto District kickoff event. And I said to him, you know, what is the impetus for the province of Ontario to innovate when we rank top 5 in the world in PISA rankings? And his comment back was, you know, you can't rest on your laurels. You know, you need to look at what's happening globally. You need to nurture innovation, creativity, and, you know, allow kids to, you know, mess around, kind of like Seymour Papert, Dr. Papert talked about, you know, the whole constructivist messing around, tinkering kind of learning that really is gaining a lot of traction from what we see. And a good segue to that is our national 21st Century Classroom Video Challenge. It's our 5th anniversary, and we came up with this tagline, celebrating educators embracing 21st century skills and technology to support student success. And we're challenging teachers to share their story, because there's so many amazing educators, great pockets of innovation, and we've got over $50,000 in tech prizes up for grabs.
Where is that on your website? I'm on your website. I don't see it here.
If you look under That we're just launching it this week, so I
okay.
I didn't
make, not even here yet. Yeah.
Right, it's if you go to the MSL report and it's under that tab under 21st Century Contest.
Okay.
So
I see that. By the way, the website is mindsharelearning.ca. Am I right?
Or .com.
Or .com.
You know, for Canadians, we do .ca. For everyone else around the world, we're a .com.
MindshareLearningOneWord.com. Okay, good.
That's
just,
right.
So I wanted to make sure that was correct. I have to ask
you
a question. Again, you're always provoking
sure.
me to ask you the question, but I want to get into your the classroom video and all that sort of stuff, the EdTech leadership.
Sure.
But let me ask you one more question. Canada's 5th, U.S. is 17th in PISA. Prior
right.
to the beginning part of this question, here's a little political question for you, which I did not know. There's no National Ministry of Education in Canada. It's obviously run by the province.
Right.
Okay. You're 5th. We're 17th. We have a big Department of Education, which is a political football, to be quite honest.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm just curious about your opinion. Does the fact that you're 5th and we're 17th reflect on that political footballness of the Department of Education? Is it better not to have one?
Larry, my philosophy is changing. You know, in the past they felt, yeah, perhaps we do lack a national, you know, ministry office. But as I get more immersed in this space, you know, adding another layer and taking funds away from the classroom and schools is not necessarily going to help the situation. I think where we could collaborate nationally, case in point, I was co-founder of C21 Canada, Canadians for 21st Century Learning Skills.
Right, like RP21 kind of.
That's right. So, that was partly inspired by that, but I was approached by the former deputy minister in New Brunswick, John Kershaw, to forge a partnership given our immersion in this space and pull a group together. We were very mindful of bringing education and industry leaders together. We have the Canadian Education Association, which is a not-for-profit led by former rock star superintendent in Quebec, Dr. Ron Canuel. And we also have the Canadian School Boards Association, which is represented by the trustees across the country. Elected officials. So, and then we have a whole host of corporate partners, and it's a really nice blend. And we just finalized our national framework that we're rolling out actually next week. That's framework for 21st century skills. And so we've been extremely busy. It's been a super busy year, but extremely rewarding.
I assume it is. Robert Martellacci, let me reintroduce you, Robert, is the president and publisher over at Mindshare Learning. A friend of mine, I'll see him then a week after this one at EdNet in Baltimore. He is the president and publisher over at Mindshare Learning, Canada's leading EdTech strategy consulting firm, and he's also publisher of the Mindshare Learning Report, Canada's leading learning and technology e-magazine. I build it, and I believe it. He's Canada's leading expert on education. He comes into this with some great insights. Okay, all about Canada and all that sort of thing. Let's get into some of the things you're doing over at Mindshare Learning. I'll put these up, and you can talk about them. We're going to talk about the first annual Canadian Education Blogger Awards, and then we're going to talk, or we can do this first, the third annual Canadian EdTech Leadership Summit. That's happening November 7th. That's a month away or so. So why don't we just talk about that first, okay?
Absolutely.
Talk to us, tell us what's going on, et cetera.
Yeah, we, you know, and Dr. Nelson Heller, the rock star that he is, you know,
Nelson.
From EdNet, you know, Kathy Hurley once said to him, if you want to be an expert in this business, you got to start an e-magazine, which he did. And so I kind of followed in his path in many regards. And one of the things we were lacking in Canada was really a collaboration of industry and education to gather and learn from each other and share. And that was what inspired our Canadian EdTech Leadership Summit. So it's about the theme this year is connecting to success in today's classroom. And it's really about understanding what's happening today, not blueprinting the future, because the future is here. And a lot of companies are struggling to understand where things are going. So we've got Keith Krueger coming up from Cosyn, the CEO of Cosyn.
Sure.
So we always like to bring in a global perspective.
He's on my show a lot. I really enjoy Keith.
Yeah, Keith is a forward thinker, great guy. And
by the way, consortium on school networking, COSN, when Robert said Cosyn, Cosyn.org, if you want to learn more about that, the consortium on school networking. Good, Robert.
Yep, no problem. And, you know, we have Dean Shuretsky from Discovery Education, who's handling the Discovery Den, is a rock star social networking guru from Saskatchewan. And
yeah,
so we like to spread it around.
Wait, you got to say it because it's great. He's from Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan.
Yes. And you want
to
mention the other gentleman?
People need to know
that. Yes. And are you on that website right now?
I'm on your website, right. And I'm on the
conference page.
Summit, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so why don't you mention that other keynote, the gentleman from Maine. He's an amazing man who I met out in BC and did some work in at MIT and is helping restructure the state of Maine's education framework and the whole very advanced thinking around how all the moving parts fit together on the web.
And you know, I don't know Jay. It's Jay Collier, who's the executive director of the Compass. We moved to Maine. I don't know if you know that. I'm talking to you from Maine. I don't know if I mentioned
that.
Yeah,
that's right. You had mentioned that. So Jay Collier, I'm going to connect you with him.
Because I would love to have him on the show.
You know what? He would be a great interview, and he's got a wealth of experience. And so Jay is going to be kicking off our keynote. And
by the way, I have to say something about Maine. Maine is not a wealthy state, okay? It's a gorgeous state. We love living here, but it's not wealthy. There's a lot of Maine that lives in poverty. But the Maine Department of Education is really on the ball. They get it, and they're doing good things. And Jay, obviously, okay, is part of that. Yes, I want you to get me his information. I don't know him, but I know the good things about that. And by the way, just as a note, he did all sorts of stuff at PBS and WGBH Boston and MIT, and he managed online communications programs at Dartmouth and Bates, the big colleges, one in New Hampshire, one here in Maine. Okay, this is pretty good stuff. Yes, that is your assignment, Robert, to get me in touch with Jay.
Absolutely. I will execute that one once I get off the line with you today.
Excellent.
And just a little aside around Maine, I had the good fortune of being invited by Project Inkwell probably about 10 years ago to a think tank, and Dr. Seymour Papert was in attendance, former Governor King. And
he's running for senator right now. Angus King's running.
Is that
for
right?
Right?
Yeah, he's
a
brilliant man.
Yeah.
You know, the founder of Ask Jeeves, and we were gathering to envision the future device for education, which became the netbook. And I had the opportunity to interview Dr. Papert when I started my master's in ed tech at Pepperdine. And he was a brilliant man. And sadly, about a month later, he was run down in, I think it was South Korea, crossing a street, hit by a motorcycle. And I had one of the last interviews with him. And incredible energy and passion that the folks in Maine showed. And Angus King talked about the fact that they had to do something erratic and create like a revolution, if you will, to transform that state and elevate its status. One of the lowest income areas, hard hit, but education, you know, not only in Maine, but you know, for other parts of your country and ours, and you know, that's the future. So that's what drives our passion every day, is to try to nurture and support the transformation that's happening. And it's moving so fast that we are doing our part to to help, you know, inspire educators to help industry navigate the channels and make those critical connections that will really support ultimately the student being successful in the classroom.
And by the way, I just want to say again, go over to mindsharelearning.com, which will get you there, or .ca, whichever you prefer. And November 7th, 2012, from 8:30 to 6:30 a.m., Robert's company, Mindshare Learning, is sponsoring the Canadian EdTech Leadership Summit. All right? And I'm having trouble finding where exactly is it going to be taking place?
At York University.
At York University, which is
That's right.
I guess, downtown Toronto, am I right?
It's smack in the heart of Toronto. It's strategically located in the center of Toronto. When you put, if you plot down a graph, and you'd find it right in the center of Toronto with all the growth surrounding us. It used to be the suburbs, but now it's very strategically located. They're actually building a subway here, so we finally made it. I spent my undergrad years here and several years in a previous life as sport information director and director of the University Business Alliance. And coming home of sorts.
Wow, that's cool. I did not know that, for goodness sake. How many people are you expecting?
We're expecting, we keep it relatively small. We like to keep it around 100 leaders. And
when
it promotes.
Say leader, define who that person is. Are they
okay? So that could be anyone from
a talk to me.
Yeah. A district CIO, university, dean of the Faculty of Education, which we had from Queen's University last year. It could be a principal, a superintendent, and a professor who is immersed in EdTech. And so, and of course, industry leaders. And it wouldn't be possible without the generous support of Dell. And we have the Canadian Education Association as a sponsor and Discovery Education. So we've got some great support. And of course, York University's Institute for Research on Learning Technology.
And
Pearson, of course.
I'm looking at the list, and I just want to make sure.
I'm going off the top of my head, but thank you for your help on that.
No problem.
Don't want to offend any of our sponsors.
They should get credit. It's not a question of offending them. They should get credit for helping you put this on.
Absolutely. And one of the interesting side stories is right now my colleague Azen Malzecki, our digital media specialist, is interviewing one of the graduates of our contest winner from Markville Secondary a couple years back, who this student had no idea what he wanted to do. The teacher allowed him to direct this video challenge. They won. It inspired him to go to university, and he became the president of the student government. This guy has now went from, I have no idea what I want to do, to rock star status at his university. And we help nurture that.
Good. Excellent. Congratulations on that. What's the Blogger Awards, Robert?
It's our first year. It's our attempt to recognize some amazing Canadian education leaders as well as industry. So we've put this out there, and it's our first year. And we're asking for educators to nominate each other or nominate themselves in various categories, whether it's tweeting or blogging or, you know, podcasting, if you will, and in a variety of different categories, as well as industry. And we see a lot of collaboration. The professional learning networks are alive and well in Canada because there are nuances. But I jump into, you know, ones that are U.S.-based and international, but we've got some great collaboration happening, and we of course want to recognize that, and that wraps up at the end of this month. So there's very little time left if anyone's thinking about nominating someone for that.
That's pretty cool. And now you're going to be down at EdNet. I just want to, you're going to be talking to a lot of U.S. firms down there, I assume, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. And just off the top of your head, one of the things they can consider is hiring your company to do some consulting work. I fully agree with that. But when you just think off the top of your head, as a company wants to enter the Canadian space with their product or service, what
right.
should they be thinking about?
Well, they should think
they should
about
be thinking about calling you. Don't misunderstand that.
Yeah, of course, first thing calling me.
That's
and
true.
But they should think about, are they prepared to be patient and invest in potential needs for localization of their product, if it's curriculum, software, or, you know, e-textbook, if you will. You have to analyze the applicability to the market. And, you know, is it going to be a direct strategy? Is it going to be a channel partnerships? Do we need to pilot? Oftentimes you need to pilot and test drive the solution to see, to minimize your mistakes. You know, sometimes, and trust me, it's happened. I will say to a company in my final report, you are not ready for this market.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Right?
Good.
Or you need to invest more. These are your options. I give them options. Not everyone is successful coming into the country, but, you know, being aligned with a strategy consulting firm that has been there, done that many, many times, and taken companies to great heights in growth and beyond expectations, you know, you really need to invest in early on and get your ducks in order before you jump in full bore and potentially burn through a lot of money and not achieve your goals. So
actually,
I'm looking.
And the point, I got to tell you, Robert, the point is we do, I believe down here, that Canada and the U.S. are basically the same place. That's what we believe, okay? I don't care what anybody says. You know, because when I go visit Canada, you just fit right in. It's a lovely country. The people are, you know, it's this. You know what I'm saying, okay?
Yes,
and you
of
have
course.
This idea that it's the same place. The fact of the matter is, it is not. It is different.
Yes,
okay?
Definitely.
And if you think you just, I'm in the U.S. now, I'll just wander on up to Canada and take my share of market up there, you're not going to do it because it's a whole different setup.
Right, and so that's the role that we've been, you know, is the intermediary, is the connector in the equation, as Malcolm Gladwell's jargon would state. That's what we do. That's what the value that we add is, you know, making those connections, providing the strategy and analysis, and go to market. You know, your go-to-market strategy has to be sound. You don't go national right away necessarily. You focus on key markets where the money is, you know. And we tend to have a pulse for where the money is.
I think you do, for goodness sakes. We got to go, buddy, but I'm going to see you in literally, actually in 6 days, for goodness sakes. I'll see you on Sunday more than likely.
Yes, absolutely. Will you be at the kickoff event that evening?
Are you kidding me? I'll be there.
I'm taking a special earlier flight for that, so I look forward to it.
Trust
Thank
me,
you so
I
much
say,
for your.
Oh, you're right. I'm going to be under a special Baltimore hat. You'll see me there as soon as you come.
I'll watch for you, and you know what? I promise I'll interview you on a podcast in our digital magazine, the MindShare Learning Report, which is free to industry and education folks, and they can get that.
I really like that.
MindShareLearning.ca.
Fix me up with Mr. Collier. We'll go from there.
That would be awesome. I'll make that connection right now. As always, a pleasure being on your show. You do amazing work, and keep doing what you do.
Yeah, same sentiments from this end to you, my friend. Have a good one. Safe flight. I'll see you in Baltimore.
Thank you. And until next time, keep the learning curve steep.
I like it. Thank you, Robert.
Cheers.
Bye-bye. Robert Martellacci, good guy. Okay, president and publisher at MindShare Learning up in Toronto, Canada. To me, the leading expert across Canada in ed tech strategy, consulting ed tech, what's going on in Canada, et cetera, publisher of the MindShare Learning Report. And you should go over there. It's mindsharelearning.com, mindsharelearning.com. Go over there. It's really great stuff. Okay, and he's a good guy, and there's a ton of information on there. And it's different. To me, it's just incredibly interesting, the differences. As I said, we tend to think, we're always amazed when we go to Canada, you have to present a passport. because we feel like it's just part of us, at least I do. And it's a different place, different way of doing business, different culture to a certain extent. So learn more. And if you're thinking of marketing up there, some of the products, please check out what Robert and his company do, MindShareLearning.com. We're going to have the show archived over at education-talkradio.org in just a couple of minutes. We tweet at EduTalkRadio. You can sign up over there. I'm Larry Jacobs. Robert, thanks a million. I'll see you at EdNet next week in Baltimore. Thanks for listening, folks. Have a great day.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.